The time is 8:55. I'm Jim Meadows, and let's say hello now to Brian Stark and get a little bit of a look at the commodity markets this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. We're starting this Wednesday morning on a very strong note in Chicago. First, looking at Chicago corn futures, September corn is up 7 cents at 4.59¾. New crop December 26 corn futures up 8 cents at 4.83¼. March 27 corn futures up 7.5 cents at 4.98½. And new crop December 27 corn futures up 1½ at 4.97. Turning to the soybean market, August soybeans are currently up 12¼ cents at 12.31¾. November new crop soybean futures up 10 cents at 12.32¾. January soybeans up 9½ cents at 12.46¼. March soybeans up 8½ cents at 12.47¼. And new crop November 27 bean futures up 3½ cents at 11.88½. Finally, look at the Chicago wheat market. September wheat futures are currently up 21½ cents at 6.99½. December wheat futures up 20½ cents at 7.16½. March 27 wheat futures up 20 cents at 7.31½. And new crop July 27 wheat futures up 15¼ cents at 7.32¾. This past Monday, the USDA released the weekly crop ratings, which saw the national corn ratings drop a percentage point to 67%. Good to excellent. Illinois and Indiana, however, increased a couple percentage points up to 60% and 64%, respectively, in our current listening area. Turning to the soybean conditions, the national soybean rating was down a percentage point at 66%, while Illinois and Indiana unchanged at 63%, good to excellent, and Illinois improving 3 points to 59%, good to excellent. With the board rally here over the past couple of weeks, we've seen renewed engagement from the producer moving his remaining old crop stocks on farm, which has tempered basis in East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana as the growers continue to move and satisfy nearby processor end user demand. Basis remains more stable and potentially starting to decline in the coming weeks as producers liquidate the remaining old crop stocks ahead of harvest. This has been Brian Stark with your morning market update.
Thank you very much, Brian, and we'll have another market update on the commodities in about 2 hours. Todd Gleason will be with you for the closing market report at 2:06, and that's here on Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580.